It doesn't matter if you don't know your Devo from your Ultravox. Mad World is an oral history that'll put those bands in context and tell the stories behind 35 hits from what author Lori Majewski calls the last golden age of pop, the years 1978 to 1985.
80s new wave doesn't get the props, it doesn't get the respect that grunge and punk and classic rock gets. We thought about it as a time with men in makeup and MTV. Oh, they're visual artists. They do videos. They're not serious musicians. Well, on the contrary, they were. They just thought of things as a full package and the visuals included. 35 years later, we're still listening to these songs. So we felt, gosh, it's really time that we give New Wave its due.
The first band Lori Majewski and co-author Jonathan Bernstein talked with was Duran Duran.
They're the Rolling Stones of this era. To say you have them, pretty much everybody else fell into place after that.
Was there one big get for her, a group or a musician she really didn't think would participate?
I was thrilled that we got quotes from Morrissey. Not only does he do very few interviews, but he does very few interviews when it has to do with the Smiths.
But it wasn't just Morrissey who sat down to talk about the band that he had fronted. His co-writer and guitarist Johnny Marr took part, too, along with drummer Andy Rourke. But it seems that the lead singer had a different memory of things.
He said he felt the other Smiths were, quote, embarrassed by his lyrics to How Soon Is Now. Some of his most seminal lyrics, I am human and I need to be loved, just like everybody else does.
Majewski said she had a hard time believing the other Smiths would be embarrassed by those lyrics, so she asked them. The answer?
We were blown away by those as we were blown away by all of them. So it's interesting, 35 years may have passed, 30 years in the case of this song in particular, but Morrissey still feels the same. He was an insecure wound of a teen then, and he still is today.
The book Mad World includes photos and biographical info about the artists, as well as commentary about the iconic songs from the era. Co-author Jonathan Bernstein says there are a few things that today's musicians could learn from their new wave brethren about taking risks and experimenting. Many of the artists profiled in the book were self-taught do-it-yourselfers driven by the need to be creative. Gary Numan, for example, had never even seen a synthesizer before he used one to write the song Cars.
Gary Numan was in this punk band called Tubeway Army. He went into the studio with his band to make a punk album. There was a synthesizer lying around just waiting to be picked up and carried off. And he'd never played a synthesizer before. He pressed a button and the sound that was already set in the synthesizer just started rumbling. And that completely changed his perspective on what his music was going to be.
At their website, madworldbook.com, authors Lori Majewski and Jonathan Bernstein have put together new wave mixtape ideas, videos, photos, and even a few extra stories that didn't make it into the book. I'm Catherine Cole.
Here in my car, I go sing this.